Good Day program with the emphasis on good, G-U-D, Jennifer. It's good.
Good.
Good. G-U-D. Yeah, that's not how you sound today. You don't sound too good. Jennifer has...
I just wanted you to have a nice male co-host for the day.
Yeah. Case McFadden doesn't get his butt here. It's 7 after the hour.
And light.
You're tuned to today's, and I mean today's Wednesday, right? Wednesday it is, the 14th. Where we go? We have 12 days, is that right, till Christmas? 12
yes.
days of Christmas. I was in New York yesterday on my travel back to the States from Israel. I ended up in New York, so I decided I'd spend the day working there yesterday. Somebody called me. That was about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And, I know who. It was a lady from the bank. And we were talking about things.
This was okay.
We were talking about things that need to be done on a project that she's working on with me before Christmas. And there were 12 things on the list.
And I said, a cartridge and a
we have, yeah, 12 days left before Christmas. Hooray! The first day of Christmas, you'll make sure you're paying on time. Maybe not. It wasn't. People were looking at me strangely, though, which is okay. That's not bad. That could be good, in fact. People paying
people
attention.
People bursting out in song. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. It's a happy time of the year. Let's find some good news. In
good
fact,
news blowing in your window.
Now, this is, I guess, serious but good. Many of you are following the plight of Jerry Sandusky, or maybe the story. I don't know if too many of you are very sympathetic to him. Matter of fact, I think most of you are probably like me and Jennifer and anybody else around. We have convicted him before having a trial with a jury of his peers. Most people, let's face it, really and truly, don't you think Jerry Sandusky is guilty as charged? Jennifer, come on, fess up. You
guilty
think Jerry Sandusky
I've
is guilty
him.
As charged?
Yeah,
right?
I convicted him. Yeah.
You did. Okay.
In my mind. Yeah.
Did you convict him because of the information that you got online and news media stuff, articles?
Yes.
And yeah, okay. So he's convicted. Now, whether that's good or bad, it's obvious this guy's guilty of something, whatever it is. But the reason that I brought it up in the good news is that those boys, all of them are now young men, in fact, do not have to give their names in court. They're going to be driven to the hearing in unmarked vehicles. They will come into court through a private entrance, but they do have to face Sandusky in court. There are 10 boys who have come forth and accused this guy.
Cameras in the courtroom, do you know?
I do not think there will be cameras in the courtroom. Well, otherwise, what's the point of bringing them in the back
right.
door and not having their names? There is going to be an opportunity to set the record straight one by one. And I think this is a good thing. Now, on the off chance that Sandusky is not found guilty and all of these boys are discounted, what does that do? This is just a sort of, for instance, to Joe Paterno, who apparently has some bad health problems. I don't know.
Yeah, he fell. I think he actually fractured his pelvis.
Yeah, but doesn't he have cancer? Isn't he? Didn't I hear something yesterday about him being treated for cancer? Has he been being treated all along, or is it just something new?
No, I think he's been. I think he's had it before, or maybe the battle started before all this. But you know, I've heard a lot of people protecting him.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard a lot of people standing up for Sandusky.
No. No, there's not. Well,
so that
under the circumstances, what does that tell you about him? That's why I said as we started this, he's been convicted by you and the media, you generally speaking. Or do you agree? 800-510-8255. How many people agree with that statement? Sandusky is guilty, guilty, guilty. You feel that he's guilty. And are there more people, let's see, is there an age thing in this? Do the older people think that he's not guilty? Younger people think he is? More women think he's guilty than men? Now, this is all, though the charges are all against Sandusky, they came from men, not from women. He didn't have any contact with women, apparently.
No, you haven't heard that come up
no.
yet.
No. All right. So, at any rate, I guess that's not the happiest news of the day, but it would seem to be good news. Here's some good news for women. There is a study that suggests that you need to get a mammogram starting at the age of 40. The reason I say that's a good item is because I think the more information there is about this, and you know that I'm I'm on to this because of the death of my former wife, Toni, a month ago, all because of complications of breast cancer. She did not start having mammograms. She contracted breast cancer when she was 45, had a pain in her back, and went to the doctor because she had a pain in her back. And when they did the examination, they found the material in her breasts very thick and some hard lumps, and it went from there. So in this circumstance, mammograms, and probably what you ought to do, those of you who are Jennifer's age and my daughter's age, you ought to be insisting that you get an MRI, really and truly. The thicker, and I don't mean this is really aimed at helping people, not at, at being foolish. The thicker and heavier the masses are in your breasts, the more you need to have really good pictures of them. I was talking to a lady in Johannesburg, in Jerusalem the other day, who had, I had been speaking with this group, and I became a little emotional because I was talking about Toni. She came to me afterwards. She runs the Susan G. Komen Foundation walks in Israel. They have them there, even.
Wow.
Huh. And, well, a lot of Jewish women.
Hey, it goes everywhere, doesn't it?
It's not discriminating. Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, I think the reason that I, again, bring this forth is because there is a, there needs to be, I think, a little bit better focus on this thing. And I'm not, I think Susan G. Komen, I have my ups and downs with them. I think they've become a big, you know, kind of conglomerate almost. The efforts that they put forth are well-intentioned, but if you cross Komen's sister, it's all over for you. She's really a tough cookie. Again, however, the end result of this is that more and more people are becoming more and more aware of, and there's more attention being given to trying to find a solution for the problem. Solution is early, early, early detection. Also, eating right, drinking the same things. These are all kinds of information. There's so much information, Jennifer, online. That's another item that's good. There is so much information that you as a young woman can access that there ought not to be. It's like prostate cancer almost. And I say this all the time, but I think that it could be borne out factually. It's really foolish for any man to get prostate cancer. If you understand how to prevent it, there are all kinds of ways of feeding your prostate to keep it healthy. You hear us doing ads all the time for various male prostate products. Feeding it is important, and that means by the in the same way that you feed it well, you don't feed it the things that are not good for it, and that's that means fat. Fat in your diet is the worst thing for a prostate, and you need to have a lot of, frankly, sexual activity. That keeps it very healthy, and so, you know, again, I think that if you know these things, support your questions with answers from reputable sites, you'll be fine. But if you don't, you just throw caution to the wind. It's foolish. And then you become a statistic. And then you know what? If you don't care about yourself, there are lots of people around you who care for you. And they don't want you to be sick. They don't want you to go out in horror and pain. Watching Toni the last day of her life, oh, my God. I think about it every night when I go to bed, Jennifer. I see her there with her eyes closed on the couch, having been dead. I mean, it sounds macabre. She died, and 60 seconds later, I'm making sure her eyes are closed, and we wrap her up in a sheet, and I'm just now getting to the point where I can talk about it without just really falling apart. But
right.
By the same token, there is a lesson there with her doctors. I have said this many times on the air, and I don't know how to get around this, frankly, because most of you feel the same way that she did. Toni was a very smart woman, extraordinarily well-educated, and knew what was going on her body. And yet she listened to people because she liked them. She liked them, therefore she trusted
them. She extended her life probably by 20 years.
Yeah, she did.
At least, you know.
But I think in the end she might have done things differently, but, you know, you make choices. So the other side of it is she made choices, and she was happy to stand by them. It is horrible to see It wasn't, you know, the last couple of months. When I saw her in October, actually in September, at my sister's daughter's wedding, I knew that we were on a limited stage because things had changed too quickly. And then, you know, but anyway, I've turned the good news into, ooh, it's Black Wednesday. And I just am offering these things for hopefully the helpful, my motives are good, and I hope it's helpful information. At any rate, there is a wonderful way for us to get away from all of this stuff. We have our Christmas Star of the Day at the bottom of the hour, in this hour, each day from now until Christmas, and we'll have Sugar Blue here. The harmonica, I think, did we have this woman on? Who is this person? We had her, I think, on last year.
I don't know. Have we had her on? Maybe.
I think so. Yeah.
We'll hear when we hear the music.
No, it's not the one I'm thinking about. This is a guy.
Okay.
All right, but anyway. Christmas Star of the Day with a focus on Christmas music in the next half hour. Good day. It's 18 after the hour.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
You're going to do something for me, Peter. If you're cold, you can't mention me.
Gary Oldman stars as super spy George Smiley in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. It's a complex role, one that Oldman told me could only be played by a grown-up.
Can't play Smiley at 25, but you can bring 3 decades as an actor at 53. If I'm crying as a character, it's Gary crying. And so you use memories and sensations.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. A villainous Hank Azaria gives those famous little characters the blues in The Smurfs. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate matters in Friends with Benefits. And Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night and MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Coming up, a 2020 history quiz. Here on Good Day, I'm Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
Boom, 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 boom!
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
It struck me yesterday. I was at home, and of course, you know, Telemundo or Univision is on at our house, whatever channel they have it on. Right. My wife and my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And
turncoat. People like you who caused the problem in our country, Rich.
What problem is that?
The problem of having too many people who don't speak our language. It's your fault.
And so is that what it is? I'm the problem.
You are the problem.
English. Who needs that? I'm never going to England.
The other day, this is a crazy story, a woman was arrested for cooking meth in a Walmart. Incidentally, this makes her the first person to make a decent income working at a Walmart.
And Lowe's Home Improvement Stores has pulled its ad from TLC's reality show All American Muslim after being pressured by a conservative group. Lowe also introduced their new paint color, Cowardly Yellow.
This woman shopping in Walmart, and she's walking up and down the aisles. Guess what she was doing? Turns out she was making meth. In a Walmart. The woman decides she's going into Walmart. I just need a couple of things to finish off a batch of meth. And you know everybody likes it fresh. So I just go ahead and make it there in the Walmart. But you know, it's nice to know that something in Walmart is made in America. Something.
Yesterday, someone threw a pair of shoes at Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Yeah, Iran has captured the shoes and is studying their technology.
Races, yes.
Well, Iran is now in possession of an American drone. When I heard that, oh my God, they captured Joe Biden? Oh my God. Anyway, the United States has asked Iran to give us the drone back. You know how they captured the drone? Apparently it was hiking on the Iraqi-Iran border. It got too close and they grabbed it.
Michelle Bachmann is still in the race for the nomination.
Michelle
and
Bachmann.
Is, what did I say? Michelle Bachmann, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's picking running mates. Michelle Bachmann picking running mates now. That's, you know, that's like the Colts picking up Super Bowl rings.
All right, so back to the drone story for a moment. The
this is one of your favorites.
Well, I'm not happy. And apparently what the bottom line here is that the military sought the president's approval to destroy it when it was found that it landed in Iran, and he said no. And I haven't gotten an explanation since. Has the news media not had a chance to ask him or quiz him about why he said no? Anybody know any more about this than that? 800-510-8255. Now, to add insult to injury, the U.S. Embassy in the Seychelles Islands says that an American drone crashed there at their international airport yesterday.
Well, at least it was kind of close, right?
So what's going on with these
things? Landing at an airport? I don't know.
What in the world do we have?
We need to check the battery packs.
Is there?
Obviously, they're not using Energizer.
Yeah. All right, let's do our history quiz. You ready?
Ready.
History quiz question. This particular person became a famous astrologer with his predictions that were written in rhyming four-line poems. And according to many readers, accurately predicted the Great London Fire, Spain's Civil War, Hitler, and his own death. Who was this man? And would you like to shake his hand? 800-510-8255. He may have been one of the most accurate seers in the history of the world. He wrote in code. So who was this man? Identify him. Astrologer. Predicted in four-line poems many things that have happened in history. Who is this person for a swell Christmas present from Doug Steffens? Good day. 800-510-8255. That and our Christmas star of the day coming up here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Believe me, it's no easy task traveling with small kids, but it pays to know the rules of the road before you go. One perk for parents is that most of you can gate check your strollers instead of lugging their kids through the airport. But with strollers getting bigger and bulkier in recent years, the airlines began changing their policies. American recently stopped allowing gate checking of strollers that are large, non-collapsible, or weigh more than 20 pounds. Your best bet is to travel with a lightweight umbrella stroller, or better yet, an FAA-approved car seat that converts into a stroller so you're covered for all types of transportation. And if you insist on holding your infant in your lap on the plane, you can keep your hands free by wearing a sling, baby carrier, or vest that secures the baby to your seatbelt. But remember, you can't use any of these items during takeoff or landing. My advice? Buy the extra seat and an FAA-approved car seat. The peace of mind and the safety is worth the price. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
It's the holidays at Old Navy Funovations, Inc., and our Old Navy deal grabber is grabbing a special weekend wonder. I wonder what he'll pick up this time. Oh, he got one. Jingle bells. The deal grabbers grabbed a Jingle Jammies weekend wonder. All the snuggliest, buzziest jammies are just $7. And boy, do they go great with pancakes and a cup of cocoa. But this snuggly gift deal is only Saturday and Sunday. At Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Select styles only while supplies last.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available.
The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all natural cotton. It's ultra soft, ultra warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
It's now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are here. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Peter Trahan is answering your calls at 800-510-8255. Our history quiz. Who's the person who wrote astrological predictions in rhyming four-line poems and may have been the most accurate of all of the old age astrologers? Who is that man who is highly acclaimed today by many people? You identify
it's
the person.
Not Mama Cleo, right?
Not Mama Cleo. No, it isn't.
Okay.
No, none of those people. Okay. Not, what was that woman's name? Burrell? What was that woman's name? It used to be Virginia.
Well, she was I always knew like a Sydney something like or other.
Yeah, anyway.
Wasn't
okay.
Sydney?
So we have that to take care of. We have a visit from Dr. Ken and some health information. And then we're going to meet our Christmas star of the day, a gentleman named Sugar Blue. I noticed that there's a report out today that a lot of patients being seen in the ER these days by doctors have unimaginable items in pretty unlikely places. Apparently, in the last year, doctors have removed bottles and cell phones, among other things, from the intestines of various patients in hospital ERs around our country. That would make for a pretty interesting ER. The ER TV program is gone, though, right? Isn't that off the air now?
It's off the air. Yeah. There's a book, though. There's a book, True Stories from the ER, where there are all these disgusting stories that people show up with in the ER. Weird, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And plus, there's that disease where people eat things. You know, the thing where they, like, eat paper.
Yeah, what's that called?
Yeah. Rocks and stuff. I can't remember, but it's something.
Anybody
Michael
know what that is?
He's a weirdo.
Yeah, Michael, what's the name? What do they call that thing? Well, we'll find it. Somebody will tell us at 800-510-8255 as soon as we clear up all the lines after identifying this person that we're looking for. So let's do that now and find out who knows what. Mary's in Roseburg, Oregon, listening to Good Day. Hi, Mary. Welcome, and Merry Christmas. Not too early to wish you that,
well,
is
same
it?
Same to you.
Thank you. All right, who is this person that we're looking for?
I think Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci is a good guess from about the same period of time, as a matter of fact, the 16th century. I think that's when da Vinci was around. But he's not. He was good in a lot of ways and at a lot of things, but not necessarily this. Thanks for the try, though. Ron, listening to Good Day in Plainfield, Illinois. Hi, Ron.
How you doing?
Well, where's Plainfield? I can't place it.
Joliet, just about 40,
okay.
40 miles out of Chicago.
You're listening to WJOL. Good. Okay. So then, what is the name of this person?
Well, it's got to be Nostradamus.
His real name is Michel de Nostradamus. Told the world about his destiny and the destiny of the world starting in the early 16th century. He predicted his own death, predicted the, the Civil War here in America, predicted Hitler, and, I mean, you can go into this stuff using the symbolism. I'm sorry. I think he did.
That's right.
Something
yep.
to go into outer space. Yeah, yep. He was considered a sorcerer, and most of the people that were religious icons of the day tried to dispel most of the Italians and the Greeks, these leaders of religions, were really after him because he took away all the power of the people that were supposedly connected to God. Where did he get this? And even today he's dispelled. But it's, a lot of the stuff, as I've said, turned into fact, not fancy. So what do you think of what he wrote, Ron?
I goes on different networks and stuff. I think that his predictions are quite correct as far as I'm concerned. I mean, he still predicted that the Great Lakes would open up and or do something also and split up like the Midwest or someone like that.
Well, I think there is. I don't know that takes him to do that, although he may have applied a certain amount of thinking. As you know, over the course of the last 4.5 billion years or so, the Earth has changed shape as recently as 240 or 50 million years ago. The continents separated, Africa and South America moving, it didn't happen overnight, but as the continental plates change, South America moved to where it is and made a more distinct dividing line between the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. And so, as you think about how that sort of thing has happened, it's completely plausible that the Great Lakes would have more water at some point in the history of the planet and open up and split where the Mississippi River is, divide the country that is now known as the United States in half. That could easily happen. Oh, yeah. No, I don't think that's a far cry from reality at all. Not in our lifetimes, for sure, unless something really bad happens. All right, so, Ron, you've done a good job. Hope you have a good Christmas. We'll send you a Christmas present. All right, hold on just a second. Thank you.
That eating disorder, by the way, is called pica.
Pica.
Pica, that's right.
P-I-C-A, pica.
Mm-hmm.
See, there he is. Michael is a font of knowledge. Michael 48. Let's have a round of applause for Michael.
Yay,
only two people are clapping for you, Michael, but that's
more than usual.
Right.
No, it is more than usual. All right, thanks to everybody else who called with the answer to the question, or at least a shot at that, Nostradamus. So that's the answer to that. Now, let us pay attention. Michael got the answer to that question. So here now is yet another question. Medically speaking, a lot of talk about meningitis, serious bacterial infection that can cause death or disability within just a day. And one mother unfortunately found that out. Here's T.K. Anderson to report a little bit more on what you need to know here.
School nurses have an important message for parents this holiday season. Vaccinate your preteens and teens against meningococcal meningitis, a rare but serious infection that can take a child's life in just a single day. Heidi Moody, who almost lost her daughter to the disease, says vaccination is important, especially during this time of year.
My daughter Gately got meningitis on New Year's Day. Thankfully, Gately survived, but she lost her leg as a result of the disease. Meningitis can have devastating effects, and cases of the disease begin to rise during the winter months. I urge parents to vaccinate their children now to help protect them from this potentially devastating disease.
Vaccination is recommended for preteens and teens beginning at age 11 with a booster dose by 18 years of age. For more information, visit voicesofmeningitis.org. That's healthcare now from the National Association of School Nurses in collaboration with Sanofi Pasteur.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you. 8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here. He's the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And every day at this time, he brings to you an overview, a rundown, if you will, of some of the hot medical news of the day. And here's one that I can put to music. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Oh, good Lord.
When you chew it in the morning, does it taste?
What's in his Bosco today?
Roberta
gave me some tea.
He is really hyped up today.
I've had all this rest on this plane coming back from Israel. Dr. Ken, I'm all set. So what is the story with chewing gum? What's that news?
Well, you may want to pass this out at the next board meeting at your college reunion. This is out of the medical journal Appetite this week. That Doug, students who chew gum for 5 minutes before taking a test, they get better marks than those who don't chew gum. Really? This boost in academic performance, it appears to be due to the, are you ready, the mastication-induced arousal, which lasts for about the first 20 minutes of a test. Amanda, good luck on your exams today.
Does that work in bars, too?
Mastication. There's the song. It was masticating. You'll be very careful with that.
I'm so glad you said it's true, because I used to do this before my exams in college, because I had heard something about it.
Really?
That must have been why I was such a scholar.
It's mastication to get arousal.
We got it. Okay, let's not underscore that too much. Let's keep moving.
Mastication.
Cell phone usage. News on that, Dr. Kim.
This is your favorite area, Doug, about how science can just bring up different conclusions. This is an example of lousy science.
Who pays for the study? That's what
this
is an example.
This was not paid for by any company. This is out of the medical journal Epidemiology, that the increased risk of having a car crash that's attributed to people using their cell phones while driving may have been overestimated in some past studies. A very clever researcher on his own looked at this and realized that the data from these studies actually looked at a vague time period when people thought they were on their phones, thought they were driving. There wasn't good correlation.
All right, there it is. Dr. Ken, your service on your side on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
The Rolling Stones at 15 before the hour. A little help from Grammy-winning blues man Sugar Blue, known as the Hendrix of the harmonica.
I like
hooked
that.
Up with the Stones after blues legend Memphis Slim suggested he pull up stakes and go to France. Sugar Blue has appeared on several Stones albums, turned down their offer to be a permanent session player, came back to our country, played with James Cotton, Junior Wells, toured with Willie Dixon, also played with Muddy Waters, B.B. King, Fats Domino, Ray Charles, and Jerry Lee Lewis, just to name a few. So back in the 1990s, Jennifer, he recorded his own version of Miss You, and that's what's playing in the background. He's got a new album called Threshold, which includes an original Christmas song called Noel News. Michael, let's have a little of that before we leave.
Well, it's Noel in New Orleans. It's a Creole Christmas Eve. The Alagambo Island
Richie will be missing this.
This is cool.
Find this music at...
This is Christmas music for cool people.
Yes. Sugar-blue.com.
That's it, man.
See, I knew Richie would pop in.
I knew
as soon as he heard that, he'd be sitting right there
outside the studio. I was like, what is this? I got to get me some of this.
All right, Sugar Blue, you're on. Good day. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Well, thank you, sir. How about you? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff.
And to you and yours, my friend.
Thank you very much. So you have been around for a while. What's the life like for somebody like you who has a particular expertise, is very good at a particular instrument, and is in demand? So I went through your routine here or your resume of all the greats that you've played with. What's your life like?
My life is wonderful. I do what I love because I love to do it.
Write that down somewhere. Richie, write that down. I do what I love because I love to do it.
That's the only way to do it.
That is. It's a great way to live. So, in your experience, who's been the most fun to work with?
The most fun? Well, let me put it like this. The wildest time I ever had was with the Stones, okay?
I can imagine that. So why did you decide you didn't want to be with them all the time? You had a chance to be with them.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like I was never going to be a Glitter Twin, okay? You know, I was never going to be a Rolling Stone. So I chose to be me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I had the choice of being, a permanent side man on call or pursuing my own career.
Yeah.
And and Memphis Slim, once again, came to my rescue in helping me make that decision. I said, "What do you think I should do?" He said, "Well, son, you've hit the top in Europe, so if I were you, I would go and study with the great bluesmen." And I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And very glad that I did. It was a great suggestion, and I'm glad I followed up on it.
So you had the opportunity to play with James Cotton and Junior Wells, but also Willie Dixon.
Yes.
So the question has to be asked: did you get Robert Johnson's 30th song?
Say again.
Did Willie Dixon give you Robert Johnson's 30th song? A long lost Robert Johnson song. Do you have that somewhere?
Oh my God!
Can we record it and get rich?
I think that's more legend than anything else. But one thing that Dixon did was mentor me and tutor me and help me to focus on my songwriting. You know, I owe him forevermore for that.
What do you think? We got about a minute here. Sugar Blue is with us. What do you think of the state of the music business today?
I think the state of the music business is great because musicians have more control over the business than they ever did before.
Yeah, and people can go to sugar-blue.com and download anything or everything that they want from all the material that you have produced on your own over the years, right?
No, please, by all means.
Sugar.
Consider it Christmas gift from me to you.
Well, if you get a couple of bucks out of it, it'd be a nice Christmas gift from us to you. Sugar-blue.com.
Oh, hey, that'd be nice too.
The latest album is called Threshold, and we heard the original Christmas song called Noel News. Here's another track from Threshold. This one is called Trouble, and we'll end our conversation with Sugar Blue with best wishes for your continued...
God bless you, and may somebody you love undress you.
We have to have him back. I like
right.
Sugar Blue.
Yeah, you're invited back anytime. Sugar Blue, our Christmas star of the day here on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
There to protect me for what I don't know what the hell I'm
done. All I can tell you, Doug, here's the code. Just keep making a left.
That's it. Okay, right.
50, the rule of NASCAR.
54 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden.
Doug's about to become a NASCAR expert.
That's me. Mr. Expert when it comes to... I'm an expert on everything, Richie.
That's right.
If somebody pays me, I become an overnight expert.
It's amazing.
You name it, I'm an expert in it.
It's amazing.
Speaking of that, Alex Goldfain is our technology tailor. And he's helped us a lot over the last several years understand the real simple side of technology, or to make it simpler. Are you a heavy-duty smartphone data user? Guess what? Something's about to happen to you if you are one of these people. Mm. Smartphone data users, beware. Alex Goldfain will prepare you for the news next here on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Forbes reports that AT&T has started slowing the internet connections of its heaviest data users in an attempt to ease the strain on its network. Between the data demands of the new iPhone and older iPhone models, plus iPads as well as all kinds of Android phones and tablets, AT&T is having trouble increasing speeds and bandwidth. Their solution? Decrease speeds and bandwidth to its biggest users, as Forbes puts it, to preserve the network integrity for everybody else. A recent text message sent by AT&T to one such heavy data user said, quote, "Your data usage is among the top 5% of users. Data speeds for the rest of your current bill cycle may be reduced," close quote. Look for other companies like Verizon and Sprint, which also carry the iPhone, to start implementing similar reductions. Now, this isn't fair, but you can understand the company's position here. It's stuck. 5% of users are using as much as 50% of the data. They have to do something. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Best Buy and BestBuy.com, save $100 on the new Kodak Hero 9.1 all-in-one printer. This week only at Best Buy. Valid through Saturday, December 17th. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Time spent playing football in your backyard may actually pay off for you, Richie. Brian Osich has more on ways to kick off college football bowl game season with the ultimate party with a purpose.
It's time to turn New York's Times Square Military Island into a college football end zone. That's what the Tostitos brand is doing December 16th with TV personality and big brother Nick Lachey and some football greats. With the Tostitos Fiesta in the Square, fans can help set a new Guinness World Record title for the most people to kick a successful American football field goal in six consecutive hours. Former NFL quarterback Rodney Pete says money raised helps kids meet their potential.
As part of the event, Tostitos will donate $100,000 to Big Brothers Big Sisters. And if we set a new Guinness World Record title, they're doubling that amount for a total donation of $200,000.
Pete says there are ways to get involved outside the Big Apple.
Fans can make donations through the Tostitos Facebook page. Tostitos will match donations made between December 16th and January 1st, 2012, up to a maximum of $25,000.
For more, log on to Facebook.com/Tostitos. That's Lifestyles from Tostitos.
Planning for an exciting and memorable holiday can take a lot of work. Bobby Owens has some more info for you on how one battery maker is offering up a way for you to make holiday preparation a lot easier for you.
According to a new survey commissioned by Duracell, close to 90% of parents want to create a memorable holiday season for their children. Grammy-nominated musician and dad, Chris Daughtry, has teamed up with the battery brand for their holiday insurance program.
No parent likes to feel unprepared for the holidays. That's why I'm teaming with Duracell to help parents create an unforgettable Christmas morning for their kids with holiday tips from experts, free hourly giveaways of this season's hottest toys, exclusive videos, and more. Just log on to Facebook.com/Duracell.
Chris says all kids deserve a memorable holiday.
Duracell is donating up to 30,000 batteries to the Toy Industry Foundation to help power toys for kids in need, ensuring a magical Christmas morning. I'm also giving an exclusive Facebook concert hosted by Duracell on Wednesday, December 14th.
For more, log on to Facebook.com/Duracell. That's Lifestyles from Duracell.
It's Christmas time, and we need lots of power.
And money.
Yeah. So get a Duracell battery. That'll, if it doesn't make you...
Get a rechargeable battery.
The drones need those.
I'm rechargeable battery. I'm like the Energizer battery, Richie.
Yeah,